ವಿನಾಶಿತ್ವಾತ್ ಕುರುರಿತ್ಯವಧೀಯತೆ. ಇನ್ ಸ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹೀಬ್ರೂ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾಸಿಬ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ ಮೆನಿ ಅದರ್ ಏನ್ಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹೋಲಿ, ಎವ್ರಿ ಸಿಲಬಲ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಲ್ಫಬೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. Not only has a word a meaning, every syllable has a meaning. In this word guru, there are two syllables, gu, ru, which in Sanskrit are represented by two characters, two alphabets, gu, ru. And even these two syllables have their own meaning, apart from the meaning of the total word guru. ಗುಕಾರಶ್ಚ ಅಂಧಕಾರಶ್ಚ. ಗುಕಾರ ಇಸ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ದಿ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಫಾರ್ ಆಸ್ ಎನ್ ಏಟ್ ಟು ಮೆಮರಿ ಐ ಆಫನ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗೂ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ಲೂಮ್, ದಿ ಗ್ಲೂಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಋಕಾರಸ್ಥ ನಿರೋಧಕ, ರು ಈಸ್ ದ ರಿಮೂವರ್. ಈವನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಫೋನೆಟಿಕ್ ಸಿಮಿಲಾರಿಟಿ. Gu is the gloom, ru is its remover, one who removes ignorance, the darkness of ignorance. What is the thing that removes darkness? If my room is dark, absolutely dark, can this gentleman coming, walking into the room, remove the darkness? When the room is pitch dark, can we take a fire hose and douse it with water and see all, wash all the darkness away? Soap and towel? Brooms? Oh, the Hoover-matic. What is this? Carpet clean. Nothing except light can remove darkness. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Even if God comes into that room, he must assume the aspect of light. Otherwise, the darkness will not go. And therefore, Guru stands for light. Guru is the light standing in front of us. In front of us because we are totally blind within. We are able to see only outside. And therefore, the Guru appears in front of us as light. But the illumination takes place within. Just like this light. The light is in front of you, but the illumination takes place within you. It is the brain center or your mind or whatever it is. It is that sees the light. The Guru is the light, and it is the light that illumines. It is the light that illumines. It is the light in which you see. It is the light in which you experience something. Obviously, something which you have never experienced before. I can see the tape recorder sitting in front of me. It is the light that enables me to see. When it was dark and I could not see this, and when the lights came on, I could see this for the first time. When now the lights go off, I think I still can see with the help of my memory. So, the illumination that we are talking about here is the first. Is that it? That is it. That is it. The one that enables you to see this light within yourself, to see this truth within yourself, is the Guru. It might be a person, it might be a non-person, no person. It might be a happening. It might be an object of nature, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees. In Zen terminology, that which opens your mind and illumines and sheds light within, that is the Guru. All the rest has been added on. That the Guru takes over my karma, that the Guru does this, that the Guru takes me by the nose and drags me along. All these things, theories and so on and so forth, have been added on later on. That the Guru does all the work for me so that I can become lazier and lazier and lazier. He must be some Guru. Poor thing. Poor thing. The Guru has a disciple. Only the disciple is able to see him. Is that right? Only the disciple is able to see him. The others don't want to see him. Don't you see, even now, just now, right this moment, the sun is shining. The sun has not set. Can you see the sun? Now? Where? You don't see it here because our part of the world has turned away from the sun. So that the Guru never sets. The Guru's never, light never sets. The Guru is never absent. The light is never absent. That light never goes out.